give us.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1, and on the Halen Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at X-Ray.fm. Hey, I'm still here through the...
here at the after party. So be sure to come on back.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
Bro, you're over here acting like FCC is going to come in and kick the door down.
Oh, like, what are you doing? What are you? I'm like, what are you doing?
Because he's like snapping at me and stuff. Welcome to They Gave Us a Show.
Because you needed to be snapped at. I'm like, bro, let's go.
It's all good.
Happy Friday! You done made it. You done made it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly made, man.
So yeah, it's March. It's spring is upon us.
Ooh, March Madness upon us. What are you talking about?
That's yeah. All that matters. Oh yeah, in for March. Sure.
That's all that matters.
Well, I wouldn't say all that matters.
Well, almost, all right. Three things really matter to me in March. March Madness. The beginning of spring. And the early talk of sundresses.
Always.
Always.
Why are you stealing my manuscript?
Stay up on my manuscript.
So we're going to play. We got D-Boy LDD's returning to the show. Woo! I think this is his third time on the show. So he's definitely one of the vets now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, OG.
He actually was one of the early interviews when this show was still at KPSU. So. Yeah. One of our very first interview guests.
Which is like ancient history.
Yeah, so excited to have him back on. He'll be on shortly. We're going to kick it off with some new joints from some local artists, right? So we got the new one from Rachel Wong. We got the new one from, I hope I'm saying this right, and I'll issue a public apology if I'm not, Alea Loren. I hope I'm saying that right anyway. Yeah, we got a new one from her. We got a new Nolly featuring Coi Leray.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Brianna Piedra sent us music as well, so we're going to play her new single, which just came out today.
Duh, we in the
Let's get into
gang.
That, X-Ray FM.
Let's go. They gave us a show.
You already know. All I got to do is just cue it up. You guys got to be patient with me, right?
Nobody's patient with
you. I'm a little bit on one.
You are always on one. And it's never a little.
Okay. This one's called Nightcap. Alea Loren, let's play that. Alea, I hope I'm saying it right, man. Just correct me. I'll correct myself on there. Let's go.
You know, I really had a nice time with you. Well, but I want you to know I really appreciate you. What you about to get into?
Drop me off at my place. Said you wouldn't want to stay. Unless I want you to, baby, what the hell am I supposed to do? You know you want a taste, got me in a headspace. You see it in my gaze and it's written all over your face. Don't wanna let time slip away. Baby, come in, close the door. Not holding back anymore. We about to be. Supposed to be a thing, but I still light up every time I see you on my phone screen. And just when I thought I was over you, seemed like your company is overdue. It's been a minute, why don't you come through? Don't wanna let time slip away. Baby, come in, close the door. Thank you.
to the moon. Think I'm running out of ideas to get you back. Thought it was enough, now we know it's gonna take a miracle to bring us back. Think I really like when you dab in my car's baggy. I don't usually chase for you, I'm like baby. Thought you was gonna look through my phone, I'm crazy. But you know you still number one, so don't give your heart away. I'm always here to aid. Know you might feel a way. Say you won't leave me hanging. You got something that I want right now. If you gon' bust it, baby, better bust it down. I got buku love, won't you come and find out? Maybe we're just better off. You got something that I want right now. If you gon' bust it, baby, better bust it down. I got buku love, won't you come and find out? Maybe we're just better off.
Too strong, ain't no way we can pretend. The honeymoon phase would have thought it never end. Now I'm second guessing.
Maybe we're just better off.
Friends, the way you put it on me, ain't no way we can be friends. The way you kiss up on it, ain't no way we can be friends. With me, just know that it's a strict program. Don't want another heartbreak or bad romance, yeah. I just wanna hit the club and slow dance, yeah. I just wanna be a pretty girl and spend bang, yeah. I don't see these in my Ray-Bans. If it ain't meant to be, then we can shake hands. Just know,
don't give your heart away. I'm always here to aid. Know you might feel a way. Say you won't leave me hanging. You got something that I want right now. If you gon' bust it, baby, better bust it down. I got buku love, won't you come and find out? Maybe we're just better off. You got something that I want. Bust it, baby, better bust it down. I got buku love, won't you come and find out? Maybe we're just better off running games we could play. But you've been falling in love. Don't know if this is safe. Maybe we're just better off.
With it, ride with it, babe. Smooth with it, cool with it, groove with it. Don't misbehave. Got the tempo locked, no need to chase.
No need to chase.
Can't slow me down. This ain't your space.
Ain't your space.
Roll with the vibe, don't hesitate. Cut that beat like a razor blade. Low to the
floor, then elevate. No fake moves, we innovate. Don't need a stage, I bring the scene. Every beat bends to my routine. Bounce, I'm the one to slide it. Bounce, do that bass, don't fight it. Bounce, get your body ignited. We don't stop it, we ride it. Bounce, I'm the one to slide it. Bounce, do that bass, don't fight it. Trades, creator of all things. Nobody can take my place. I'm greater, you all see. I walk it like I talk it, baby, bouncing to the beat. You see, I got motion, they all move around me. So give me space, big steppers on the scene. Don't get out of line, I might come up out of me. I'm all up in your mind, living near rent free. I hear it all the time, guessing soon I'ma flee. But I'm not, yeah, I own it, and you want what I could be. I deserve atonement and $1 million fee. Baby, I'm the dopest, and you know what it'll lead. All roads to win, and all drinks on me. Yeah, where the spotlight? Like, I don't need it cause I'm blingin' in y'all's sight. This is prime time, my time, on time. No need applause, taking off with them, no flight, right? Don't need a stage, I bring the scene. Every beat bends to my routine. Bounce, I'm the one to slide it. Bounce, feel that bass, don't fight it. Bounce, let your body ignite it. We don't stop it, we ride it. Bounce, I'm the one to slide it. That bass, don't fight it. Bounce, let your body ignite it. We don't stop it.
Got you outside and inside, and I saw you at the party and I had to say hi.
Skin bright, I mean yeah, your tight. I want sun to shine, yeah, the hottest thing we're outside.
You are the cutest, I feel the boss. Love you from the start, now I broke your heart. Wine bubble bath, cause you're pretty and you're smart. Anyway you roll up, the survive start when you
open it like a Red Sea, I get part. Stop it and take it anywhere the car park. You are the general, you never fast start. Grab us, you will push them, your man a push a hand cat.
Bounce with it, bounce with the gal. Move with it, move with the gal. Wine pan it, wine pan it, gal. Dig, dog, take time pan it, gal. Thing we tighter than a syringe. And when me say you're hot, me no mean hot wings. Sit down in a me lap, but I no Santa a Grinch. And bubble when me done let you receive every inch.
Member say, good body get things. You a fear watch it out, you a fear bin. Head tap, let me spin like rings. You full of girl, but me a the lad of the rings.
Bounce with it, bounce with the girl. Move with it, move with the girl. Wine pan it, wine pan it, girl. Dig, dog, take time pan it, girl.
All right, they gave us a show. We're back. All right. Yes.
Yay!
So that one you heard was Panic by Vybz Kartel featuring Sensia. And then before that, we had Bounce, Rachel Wong, and Jade Josephine. Before that, we had the new one from Brianna Piedra, Bad Habits. And then Nightcap, Aaliyah, Lauren, and Company.
Yeah, that Nightcap went hard, though.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to her for putting those out.
Yeah, because she sent that in, correct?
No, we got it.
Oh, we got it. Okay, gotcha.
Like to support, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, went and got that.
I approve.
So we're back. We got our guest in the house.
Yes.
Third time on? Yeah. Is that right?
Honorary guest.
Man, second or third.
You ain't even guess no more.
At least third.
We ran it back on, we started off at the PSU spot.
Yeah.
And I think I came through here once, so. This is my second time here, I believe.
Yes, 100%. I was looking at the pictures today to confirm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you was at the PSU spot, is that when you debuted the Dust Bros song?
Possibly. That was when I first moved here.
We played it. I don't know if it was brand new at the time, but we definitely played it.
It seemed about right on the timeline. No, yeah, it had to be debuted or brand new because I moved out here May of 2016. So this May is going to be 10 years, bro.
Okay. Oh, wow. This was about 2019 when you came on. So
yeah, yeah. So, okay, it wasn't debuted then. I dropped that in like 2017 or something. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We definitely played it. I played it a lot. I remember my kid was like, reciting it.
Bruh, yeah. That song went more viral than anything I ever did, bro. It's surprise. You know how they always say, like, as cliche as it sounds, it's like your biggest song is going to be the one you didn't expect it to be or whatever. And that's real. Like, I literally made that song for the employees at Dutch Bros because they kept, like, opening new stands and they just kept sending me videos playing my music. And I was like, I'm going to do something specifically for y'all. And that thing ended up doing millions and millions of views. So,
man,
I don't regret it. That's for sure.
There you go. Well, thank you for coming on for real. So you got a couple new things going on. I know that you got the new song out, in which we're going to play that today as well. And then you also got a new thing coming out called No Invite. No Invites. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, man. I really been sitting back and it's like, I got so many stories over the years of like how I came into the game, what I've accomplished in the time that I've been in the game, some legendary and very talented people that I've worked with over the course of time. And I think that we're just in a time frame in a day and age of social media where numbers are so glorified that we kind of forget to celebrate the quote-unquote small wins. And so for a long time, I've been kind of dabbling with the fact of, like, outside of dropping music and music video reels and short-form reel content, I needed to tell my story in between time. And you don't always get invited to the big podcasts, the big radio stations, but that doesn't mean you don't have a big story to tell, you know? So I just felt like, okay, No Invite is very fitting, you know, to the fact that it's a lot of people who may feel overlooked or that they don't get to tell their story on the biggest platforms, but people still need to hear it. People still need to know. So I created my own. And so today was kind of the soft launch of letting people know what's to come. And either tomorrow or Sunday, I'm going to drop the first little short form content from it. So I'm excited about that. And a lot of people already today been calling it like a podcast, but it's really a social media series because it's more so short form content. 1, 2, 3 questions. I don't want you to sit and listen to 60 minutes of me talking about a bunch of other stuff. You know what I mean? So it's more of a series. And as it grows, it may transition into a podcast, but it's just a way for me to do short form content in between dropping music.
I like that.
Man, you always doing something and going to the next level.
So was there something that sparked this idea?
Thank you, bro.
Sorry, was there something that sparked this idea or someone that suggested something that made you think, yeah, I should do something like that?
Nah, it's really just how active I got back in music. I mean, I'm sure y'all seen it. After the pandemic, I slowed down on releasing music as frequently as I was. And so I was real focused on my branding company, LTD Branding Co. And, you know, I start seeing what kind of money that brought in from, you know, pressing up merch, screen printing, embroidery, direct to film, all of the stuff. So this year I made it a point to really treat myself the way I'm supposed to as an artist and drop music and, you know, focus on content. And so I started getting a real good reception from the music I was dropping via reels. But I realized that my page started looking like only music reels where I was rapping a verse or rapping a hook or whatever. So I was like, to really build a community and bring people into my world, I have to do more than just rap. Everybody raps. Everybody puts out music. But the stories that I got is one of one. They're invaluable. Like, nobody else has these stories or these experiences. And so it was my idea to be like, I have to find a way to present these stories of not only myself but other people that's in my circle and that I'm around to life. And so that's really how it came to be. It was nothing other than like, I have to tell these stories and I have to get this content out. It can't just be music.
Love that.
Yeah. Don't y'all feel like that's kind of where we are today in the world? Like, people want to, they want it to be relatable. They want to feel something. Like, the music is great, and having fans of the music and people enjoying the music, but that's one facet. I think we are all walking brands these days, and so you have to treat yourself as such. Yep. And music is just one facet of it. But I got a lot to say. I got a lot to show. I got a lot of connections. I got a lot of relationship currency. And so I can't always show that through just music alone. So here I am with no invite.
You make a good point about that we're all walking brands things, because I read something today where even Justin Bieber posted like 700 times about his new album. He's kind of doing his own marketing. So, you know, that's kind of I think speaks to what you're saying, is that maybe the companies aren't putting that budget in there as much. You got to kind of do your own thing like that.
That's exactly what it is, man. And, you know, as the numbers grow, you start getting into different things than what we came up on. You get into brand deals. You know, once you get to that 10K followers, you start opening up different opportunities. And so I think it's important to know that it's more ways to get to that number than just rapping. So I don't know. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm always into trying, you know, trial and error, trying new things, seeing what sticks. And I think for a few years in my career, I got too focused on the numbers and the end result that it caused me to not even act on certain things. And I'm just at such a good point in my life right now and in my career to where I'm completely content with trial and error. Not everything has to do astronomical numbers, but I'm able to take and learn from everything that I drop, what people comment on, what people like, asking for the support. You can't just assume everybody is going to automatically do something, but I got enough people that's in my corner to where, you know, when I ask for the support, it starts there. So I'm a person that works inside out. I go to the people that I know rock with me, been rocking with me for years, and it just becomes a domino effect like that. And then, you know, the algorithm and everything else shows you to other people, and the work speaks for itself.
Ugh. I like that.
You know what I hear? I hear growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful right there.
And that's what it's all about. Like, you know what I mean? That's really what my whole thing is. I just dropped a song called Growth. Shout out to Vari. He's featuring on that. But yeah, I just dropped a song called Growth. And that's really like my little tagline on my social media right now is music with a message. And I think that's really where I'm at. When I came up in the game, the Everybody Ain't Reals with Says the Gemini, they know what I do with E-40. Like, I was opening for all these big artists. And it was like my niche was being a party starter. I had these like slapping Bay Area sounding beats, and now I'm just so mature in what I'm talking about that like I really feel like I'm on more of a J. Cole, Jay-Z lyrical, picking like maybe even almost like East Coast sounding beats, and really letting the beat breathe and people really digesting and hearing the message and what I'm saying, more so than just the turn up and talking about the women that I pulled and the drinks that I didn't, you know, it's just more to life than that. So it's nothing wrong with that. I dabble and get down, you know, but yeah, it's just more to it. And I want to give, you know, people different perspective and, you know, a different listening experience. So that's just where I'm at right now.
See, that's a good segue to the question I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
You always leveling up, I feel like. Seriously, you always leveling up.
For sure. I appreciate that.
I just want to know, what do you feel has been like the biggest change since the last time you sat in that chair?
That
was a damn good question. I think the biggest change really is just the growth and understanding. Like I said, for a long time, music was something that being famous through music and being successful was something that I wanted so bad, but I think it was for the wrong reasons. Like, it was more so, I want to prove to y'all that I really could do this, and I know that it's a slim, you know, chance, and I know that it's a lot of people, a big pool of artists, and like, I want to prove myself. But now it's more so like, I've been in enough spaces and in enough rooms and around enough people to where my talent is solidified. Yes. I know that, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's so much more to the game nowadays than talent. And even as a music artist, for lack of better terms, I would say competition. You're not in competition with only other artists now. you're in competition with creators, social media creators, artists, rappers, singers, podcasters. Everybody is just fighting and competing for attention nowadays. And so I think I understood that finally that you don't have to be extremely famous or have a million followers to make a living doing what you love. You know what I mean? And it's also, it's not the end all be all. Music is one facet of what I do. Music allowed me to start a branding company. A branding company allowed me to meet people in the tech world. The people I met in the tech world allowed me to create a relationship to where that ended up being my co-host for No Invite. So I think music is just kind of one piece of the gumbo pot, you know, and I used to think that that was all. And so I think I'm just content with knowing that it may be four or five, six different ways that I got to get it, but I'm willing to put in the work, you know what I mean? Right. So why not?
Roll up them sleeves. Let's go.
Nothing's wrong with that. That's a good perspective.
Are we going to play the growth like song? Do we got that, Ocean? Or?
I think y'all got Griffin Drive. Griffin y'all got Griffin Drive.
We got Griffin Drive. We got a couple. I got The Party and the Pearl and Tragic featuring Simba.
Oh, Party and the Pearl is lit, bro.
Party and the Pearl was real fun, man. I was happy that I did that last year. That was a, that
you shouted out so many places on there. I'm like,
I know. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah. And again, that was just something I learned. That's really a like derivative of the Dutch Bros song. I seen championing another place and how you collaborate with a bigger company, how that pays dividends to me. And like I said, it's being the biggest song that I got, bigger than songs I got with legends, bigger than songs that I thought was like, this gonna be the one. And so, you know, champion all of those different places from River Pig to Two Wrongs to Below to Teardrop and so many more places. It's like, that love goes a long way. Tim Burrow, we ended up having Tim Burrow party in the Pearls at Tim Burrow all last summer, to where I was paid to host and my brother was paid to DJ, and we was able to curate a real vibe through the whole spring and summer. And that was just the offspring of me making a song.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And so, again, people only focus on streams and numbers, but it's like I was able to bring a whole nother revenue stream, not only to myself, but to my brother through champion other companies and brands in a song. And these places that we go and spend time and money at anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Already.
So it's just, you know, being strategic with it for real.
Can I say a shout out to your brother? Gotta be one of the hardest working dudes around here for sure.
No doubt.
Man, you know what's crazy is that's really the narrative everywhere we go. Everybody, I'm seeing it firsthand where people be telling my brother, like, man, you the hardest working man in showbiz. Like, shout out to Dame Lillard. We was just at Honorable Mention, which is a new spot that they just opened up at the Benson Hotel.
Oh, the Benson, okay.
That was literally his exact words when we went to the event a couple nights ago. As soon as we walk in, he see my brother and he like, man, there go the hardest working man in showbiz. And then you just said the same thing.
100%.
So,
he's on every basketball game I watch.
he's like, I know that voice, huh?
Y'all watch Portland State, remix and the Blazers, man.
Exactly. So, yeah. And he's on all of that. And so it's just cool that, you know, we come from the same cloth. Like, we willing to roll the sleeves up and put in work. And I don't think people always necessarily take into account like the behind the scenes work that we've put in over the years since moving to Portland. Obviously he went to college out here, played basketball and, you know, got his degree here and stuff like that. But like, people don't realize that we had to build a lot of relationships. We did a lot of things for free. We pulled up and met people and talked to people and garnered like real relationships to where now I think 8-10 years later, people are really just starting to understand the fruits of our labor, and it's dope to see.
Yeah, 100%. You got to do that, especially, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do 100%. It. You got to do it. So, like I said, even with me, like with the music, I don't think people fully understood until this past year, because I was so busy pushing the branding company and everything else, that like all of the new followers and people that I've met over the past few years, this is the first year where they're like, music first again when talking to me. They it was always a curiosity about me and then me and my brother, but like now it's starting to make sense, like, oh, this is what you do. So I'm happy to put out, you know, music at a high level again like I used to, when I drop one more song, I will already have put out more music this year than I did last year. That's crazy. We're only in March.
Damn.
All right.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
So let's play Griffin Drive if we can, and then we're going to play one more by Sour D's and then come back. And I got the question of the day for you guys.
Let's do it.
Back. All right. There we go.
I like it.
Take a ride down memory lane. I pull up to Griffin Drive and visualize my granny cooking and her records playing. Look, when I take a ride down memory lane. Pleasure and pain, cause the facts still remain. Certain shit'll never be the same. For real, this remind me of that living room on Griffin Drive. Swear to God, I wish my grandparents were still alive. Hope they proud of how we holding down this legacy. Me and Brody moved to Portland and we kept it peak. I went viral from a song about a coffee shop. Collaborated with legends, in case y'all forgot. Brody got us courtside, I almost caught the shot. Long way from passing flies in the parking lot. They ain't see the sacrifices that's behind the scenes. They just know the hustle strong as it's the Bay in me. You can learn some real game when you playing me. Disrespectful, that little check that I got paid for stream. Guess we lucky that it don't cost a penny to dream. Coincidence that chasing it, I lost plenty of sleep. All the memories on Griffin still amazes me. And looking back now, honestly, I wouldn't change a thing. When I take a ride down memory lane, I pull up to Griffin Drive and visualize my granny cooking and her records playing. Look, when I take a ride down memory lane. Pleasure and pain, cause the facts still remain. Certain shit'll never be the same. For real, when I take a ride down memory lane.
We hit the stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. We hit the stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. Another day, another dollar. Get thanks to the father. Then roll up the leaf of Hakuna Matata. iPhone was ringing, first play of the day. I don't got what they need, but no someone who got it. Word on the street that the people is watching to slow up the pace. I don't see myself stopping. How can I lose when I can't hit with nothing? How can I fall off if I came from the bottom? My bitches stay baked, I call them Betty Crocker. Fuck with the famine, we loaded and cocky. I'm not a pimp, I'm a pusher, the type of nigga get your hoe out of pocket. I'm losing suave like a pimple that's popping. I sit in saunas just to sweat out them toxins. Born a prophet like Elijah Muhammad, my numbers going up like we in the action. I'm feeling myself like I do Macarena, and stay on my toes, I move like ballerina. When I'm in the trenches, I move with hyenas, with two ladies with me, Christina and Nina. I'm serving that ether with my mama Zita, and doing the dashes that serve me subpoenas. Saucy with green like my salad on Caesar, I can't take no breaks cause my phone off the meat. We hit it stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. We hit the stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. Designer linens that is seasonal. Imperial bottles of that Pinot Grigio. If you a boss, you shouldn't be so reachable. If you gon' cap, at least make it believable. We moved them back to back and kept it regional. Now I'm a freaking flyer cause it's feasible. My bitch is independent, but she teachable. If your bitch chooses, then she's not retrievable. Ooh, she like how I move. Can't just have one knee, my bitches in twos. I leave with the pussy, I stick and I move. And they leave when I'm done so they don't get confused. Unless it's about paper, I don't get enthused. Them pounds in your circle got me so amused. The stinger frangles when I enter the room. Then all eyes on me cause I'm who they assume. Different city with a different wig. Do the car service, leave a decent tip. With the same ones, I don't do the switch. Every time I see you got a different click. Back in the day I was in the pay. Did the paper change till my feet hurt. Now I'm hella baked in my bathing ape. That's 200 for a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. We hit the stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. We hit it stove tops in the winter. Now we do car service at the villa. She sipping screwdrivers like a Phillips. I'm on that gas, I need another fill-up. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose. I'm losing suave from my head to my toes. Oh, I might strike a pose.
Yeah, you know, life all about come up, you know what I'm saying? If you're not elevating, is it really living?
They gave us the show. That one's called The Villa, Sour D's. Shout out Sour D's. Before that, we had Griffin Drive by this man right here. I want to talk about that one a little bit before we get into the question of the episode. Who produced that one, can I ask? I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah, I had one of the producers, Track Pros, produce that. I've been using a lot of their beats lately. We came across each other on the internet through BeatStars, and I dropped a song called One of Them Ones recently, a few weeks before Griffin Drive, and they produced that as well. And so I just start going through their beat catalog, and Griffin Drive was another one. And, you know, that's a sample from that Diamond in the Back, Sun Rooftop. Mm. You know, so it just, like, I really made that song because it made me think of my grandparents. That's some stuff, that's the tunes they used to play, you know, in their living room on a record player type stuff. So that song really is genuine to, you know, the house that I grew up in with my grandparents and all of that. So it's just a feeling of nostalgia. But, yep, that was Track Pros produced.
Is there kind of a different, when you're writing a song like that, it's kind of, I guess, more personal? I mean, not that you've never written personal songs, but is there a different writing process to that? Do you kind of come up with the lyrics before the beat? Or?
No, I always write to a beat. Okay. And my favorite place to write, surprisingly enough, is in the steam room at the gym. 24-hour fitness in the steam room is where I write 90% of my music. Never told nobody that. I put a little tidbit of that on social media, but this is the first interview that I've ever mentioned that at.
Your
but
secret
my
is
writing
safe
process
for us.
Is putting my wireless headphones on in the steam room, sitting in there uninterrupted, hot, dripping sweat, and that's where I write my songs.
Locked in, just
hey,
focused.
Whatever works, I like
that. Right? Bro, yeah, I might be the only person that, any artist that ever does that, but I just found that, like, it's the one place to where my mind ain't racing about everything else. Like, I'm just sitting there, I'm locked in. It's usually a couple other people in there, but like I said, I got my big wireless headphones on, and it's steamy, so you can't really see each other, and I'm just kind of in my own world, and I play a series of beats, and by the time I either come up with them first couple lines for my verse or a hook, I end up just I won't leave the steam room until I finish the song.
Was Griffin Drive part of that process?
Griffin Drive was part of that process, okay. Yep. I wrote that at the steam room at 24-Hour Fitness in Beaverton, Oregon.
So the other question
thank
with
you
that,
for sharing
like,
that.
People probably, they vibing with that song, mm-hmm. Sure.
For sure.
But what was, I guess what was going on in your mind or in your life at that time when you wrote that song?
Bruh, I honestly wrote that song less than a month ago. I put it out relatively fast after I wrote it. I what was going on through my mind is thinking of my grandparents. That sample really was something that my grandparents used to play back in the day. And so Griffin Drive was the house in the crest that my grandparents owned at the time, RIP to them. And, you know, the ebbs and flows of life. Before, you know, my family, my mom and dad were successful and moved us to the suburbs, we were living at my grandparents' house in the crest on Griffin Drive. And so, you know, some of those times is the best moments of your life when you think back on it, to where you got your grandma and grandpa, my uncle was there, my mom and dad, me and my siblings, and it's like it was a lot of love in that house. You know what I mean? You're getting mom's cooking, you're getting granny's cooking.
Oh, man.
You're seeing your uncle and your dad and how they vibing, watching golf and watching movies and, you know, doing what dudes do, you know? So it was like, it was real reminiscent to where that song was easy for me to write because it was really what we lived. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of what I write is always really true to me and my beliefs and my experiences. But that song in particular, it was like literally, like, when I take a ride down memory lane and I think about the old stuff, it's like, yeah, man, it's that house and it's those vibes and it was that love that made it easy to come up with those lyrics.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second part to that, I always record like 4 to 5 songs when I'm in the studio. So it might be a few trips to the steam room, but I write 4 or 5 songs to the beat and make sure that I listen to it back for a few days so that I'm very comfortable with rapping it. And then I go to the studio. I book a 2-hour session and I lay down 4 to 5 songs. And that's how I do it.
Man, the true grinder.
Yep, yep.
So we've come to the choice of the episode.
Uh-oh.
This is for both of you.
I'm excited about this.
So this is, you wouldn't be an actor in this situation. You would literally be living in this universe. Which TV show would you rather be a real-life character in? Game of Thrones or Las Vegas?
Oh, Las Vegas for me.
Las Vegas.
I'm not messing with Game of Thrones.
I mean, people
man.
Still die in Las Vegas, but.
Nah, not like Game of Thrones, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to pick level. Las Vegas just because I've had some great times.
Same.
So
no doubt.
I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Okay, that was I figured it'd be an easy choice.
Oh, it's too easy.
I was trying to couple. So we're going to do the questions. I got rapid fire questions for you guys.
Okay.
These are just random pop culture-y
stuff. All right, I'm letting him answer first.
All right, cool. I'm up for that.
So these are kind of going to start out easy, and if you don't have one, you can just say pass. Favorite ice cream topping?
Chocolate drizzle.
All right.
Caramel.
Favorite 90s R&B song?
Probably Joe, I Wanna Know, because that was the first song I got a slow dance to at the 5th grade dance.
I love this.
Oh, man. I can't top that.
Shout out to Soraya Shorter. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Dude. There's no top of that.
You didn't get a dance to something like Silk or Boyz II Men or something?
I can't even remember.
Ah, that's
like,
funny.
Real talk. Like, like, I danced to some slow songs for sure, but I can't. Recall, man, like that, like other songs.
It like that, huh?
You know what? I don't know if it's considered R&B or like because it was so popular though. But I like The Way by High Five.
I consider that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, because like I remember we did a dance routine to that number right there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was dope, man. We had fun. I still remember the routine, yo.
Man.
All right, we'll skip the next one. It's a dumb question. Jordan 3s or Jordan 4s?
Ooh, I like that. That's my favorite question so far. I'm going to go with the 4s.
Ooh, I like that. There's no real wrong answer on that one. Those are my two favorite ones. So.
All right. So I'm guilty here. I might need a picture.
Okay.
Is it the ones with the square holes in the tongues? Is that the one?
No, that's the sixes.
Those are the sixes.
Those are good ones, too.
The fours,
I think, just because the cement fours single-handedly do it for me. I had the cement threes.
Fours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm very familiar
with
those.
Little gritty little thing on the side. I'm going to go with the fours.
And then these are the threes.
I'm going to go with the threes.
Okay. The threes are more comfortable. I will say that. But
they
the
look
four,
comfortable.
As a shoe, I like it more.
Fair enough. Okay.
I saw that. They look comfy.
I got two more random shoe ones.
Okay.
Air Force Ones or Adidas Shell Toes?
Air Force Ones.
Okay.
See, we both said it.
Easy.
Too easy. You kidding
this
me?
These are obviously, one of these is way more popular than the other, but if you've worn them, there's definitely a difference in comfort level. Air Max or Nike Shox?
Air Max.
Yeah, the Max. I agree. Max,
they look better, sure. But the Shocks are comfortable, though.
Yeah, Air Max for sure.
Okay. If they played in the finals, which villain team are you pulling for, the Lakers or the Celtics?
I'm a Laker fan. I grew up on Kobe. That's my favorite player of all time. All right. I'm always pulling for the Lakers.
Shout out to Kobe, though.
Yeah. Even now, without me being the biggest LeBron fan, I still be wanting to see, you know, some success over there. Everybody think because I'm from the Bay, I'm a Warrior guy, but I grew up on the Kobe and Shaq era, and that was my squad. So, you know, we don't jump shit, baby.
There you go.
That was a squad.
Cowboys or Patriots if they're playing in the Super Bowl?
Ugh, can they both lose?
Yeah, I put on the this face for that. Like,
for real, thank you.
But I'm going to go Cowboys just because my girl is a Cowboy fan.
No,
and the Patriots, ever since Tom Brady did that to my Raiders with the tuck rule, I could never forgive the Patriots.
Okay.
So it's the Cowboys for me.
First celebrity crush.
Ooh, for me it was what's her name? Kim Fields, right? The one who played Tootie.
Yeah,
her. She was my first.
Living single also.
And living single was Regine. Yeah, man.
I think my first celebrity. Nah, I don't even know. I don't think I had one.
That's fair enough.
I don't think I had one.
Do you have a current one?
Shoot, I got a Katie Arbor. You kidding me? Right.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say a celebrity crush, and this is surprising for me, but the person that comes to mind, I think, just Saweetie.
Oh, nothing's wrong with that.
That's
nobody
my
arguing
choice.
That. No one.
Saweetie my first hard to me. My first one was Punky Brewster. So,
right on.
The first woman that I had like a poster hanging on my wall of, you'll be surprised, Carmen Electra.
Ooh,
nice.
She had the dating show on MTV. I remember when she first started out. Oh man,
the first female poster I had hanging on my wall was Sade.
That's a good one.
Right
up. See, that's a lot more classy than my mine.
Do you have a worst song ever, any genre, that you hear it and just like no?
Oh. I'm going to let him go first, because you already know mine.
No, you got to go first, because it might help me to answer it.
It's that I'm Too Sexy guy. I hate that song with a passion, man.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm Too Sexy.
Yeah, I can't stand that song. Oh, my God, bro. I don't even know how that song was popular.
This was a popular song. I won't say it's the worst ever. Just putting it down. But the first song that comes to my head is Afro Man, Because I Got High. Just, you know, the world ain't never been the same since.
Oh, my God. I saw him perform that song live, yo, and people were into it.
That's what I'm saying. It was a hit, but man, oh man, dang. Only
yeah, at least he had one.
He had one.
Yeah.
The one he has on the E40 album's okay for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a top three favorite foods? Any category? It can just be like it doesn't have to be a whole dish. Doesn't matter what kind of food it is. It can be dessert.
Before I answer that, I want both of y'all to take a random guess. What would you think my favorite food is of all time?
Ooh, this is hard.
All right, you gotta give me clues.
No clues. Just off of the field.
I need one clue. What would you think?
I'm gonna go just shot in the dark and say it's something like Mugu Gai Pan or something.
No, it's simple. It's simple.
All right.
All right, one. Hint, a lot of kids like this food.
So it's sweet. Not sweet.
Savory.
Ooh. Okay, that helps a lot.
I'm going to go... what do kids like?
Pizza?
Nope. A good choice. I figured that would be one of y'all choice. Favorite food of all time.
Savory. That. Is it... Jesus.
Okay, time's up. Mac and cheese.
I was never going to get that.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I think of that?
I know this guy makes mac and cheese.
I make the meanest mac and cheese food.
That's what every black person say.
No.
I
challenged them. Mine is like, I want to challenge Bobby Flay. That's the level I'm on.
My family got a mac and cheese recipe that it's a reason why mac and cheese is my favorite. Yeah. Let's just say that, you know. Three favorites. Already, I answered one, mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. My second favorite food, I would probably say I'm a salmon type. I like seafood, so I would say salmon is in there because you could do so many different things with that. Salmon salad, just salmon fillet, whatever. And then I hate to be this simple, but I'll probably say like fried chicken or something for the third one.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Fried chicken is good, bro.
I feel like mac and cheese and fried chicken like just go together on the same
with
plate.
Some
so
sweet
good.
Sweet iced tea.
You feel me? And some green soul food.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
I love that it's mac and cheese because my number one is chili, and that's a simple just thing too.
Really?
It's just
number
comfort
one?
Food to me. Yeah, it's just.
All right. It is for him. It really is.
Chili lasagna and then shrimp.
Yep, lasagna.
And that's the first time I ever heard that. I never heard nobody say chili. So no, I like that. It's the first tonight.
Yeah.
Now, the real question with your chili, do you believe that beans belong in chili or not?
I know that traditionally Texas-style chili does not have beans.
Yep.
I definitely don't consider white bean chicken chili as chili, because there's neither ground beef nor peppers in that. But to each their own.
Think beans belong in chili.
Same. Yeah. I feel the same way.
I think beans belong in chili.
I prefer it with beans, for sure. If I went to Texas, I'd be like, with beans, please.
Yeah, for sure.
I've had Texas chili, and it is good, but it's like, man, them beans would make it hit.
Yeah, I think beans belong in chili, for sure.
I got to agree.
Them is some good questions, man. Y'all didn't just pull them out. You know, y'all really, it was good. That was fun to answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. So you said you had mentioned that you had come out with more songs, or will pretty soon have come out with more songs this year than last year.
Right. Right.
Do you have anything that you want to mention coming up that we should look forward to at all? Not to put you on the spot.
For sure. This year is going to be all about dropping singles. I dabbled with putting together an EP or a mixtape or whatever, but it's just going to be all about content, like just putting out music, you know, shooting reels to it, just continuing to get people familiar. So I believe my next song that I drop, it's already recorded. It's called Longevity. And so y'all probably see that pop up here soon in the next week or two. And then the goal is just to drop at least 2 songs a month. I think I did like 3 songs in the past like 3 weeks, but I'm going to slow it down a little bit just to let every song marinate and get its due time to kind of, you know, get received and get a few pieces of content for each song before moving on so fast. But yeah, Longevity is going to be the next song. And then you could just expect a lot of singles for me. And then I think the next phase of that is I'm going to start rapping again on like mixtape beats, like familiar songs. And so I think that always showcases a different level of talent when you can hop on like familiar beats and put your own spin to it. I've had some success with that in the past. So yeah, original songs and mixtape beats. And then I really want to jump into sync licensing this year, land a couple placements with you know, some commercials, movies, series, things like that. And so I think that's going to be my primary focus and my bread and butter going forward as far as what my lane, you know, in music is.
All right, well, it's winding down, so let's at least get one more song.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, would you rather we play? So we got 2 of yours on here. We got The Party and the Pearl, and then we have
Party and the Pearl.
Tragic.
Party and the Pearl.
Okay, let's go.
No hesitation.
Party and the Pearl.
No hesitation. No hesitation.
Hunting left with some right at 2 wrongs. River Pig got pounds playing her songs. Never waiting lines if it's too long. Heavy hand, double shots, got her 2 on. Hey, y'all recognize me, yeah, I'm too known. I stopped going to shake, cause I'm too grown. Might hit Silk Road, cause it's vibey. But low buying this vibe, like what you know. She got a few on the side, barely 10 to. I got a few at Rivage with a bridge view. She got a few on the go, but they know that.
Pretty girls party in the pool.
In the roadblock, pink rabbit after it don't stop. Best cocktail menu, teardrop, janking, 5-star food and photo ops. Hit up work, it's finest for the best treat. Jojo chicken sandwich, let's eat. Cal Sun, I done had me a few drinks. I know the owners, they always bless me. Hit up Keen and get some new kicks. Forest Park Trail with a few chicks. Pretty girls party at 10 Barrel. Act
pretty
like it's new, but y'all already knew this.
Pretty girls party in the pearl. Pretty girls,
There's the mic. They gave us a
I
show.
I love that record.
It's the mics on me.
I love that song, too. Thank you, man. Thank you.
For sure. It's going to get plenty of play this summer.
Yeah. So and I'm going to drop the music video for it this year. We had two versions of it, and I just wasn't ready to drop it by the time summer ended last year. And so I think it's a song that has enough legs to where we can give it another summer push this year.
Yeah, please.
Is there going to be more Party in the Pearls? Because
it is in the works right now. We are negotiating right now. It was successful enough last year that it would only make sense to run it back again. So yes. I'm literally waiting on the email back from them right now. And as soon as I know, I'll let y'all know. And I hope y'all can pull up.
Yes. Oh, we pulling
maybe,
up.
Maybe y'all even host one.
Hey,
old people are allowed. I'm there.
Maybe y'all even host one. You know what I'm saying? We do a little collab.
Yes, I'm down for this.
I'm so with it.
For sure.
I'm already there.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. 100%. So we got a few minutes left. Is there anyone you want to shout out that's listening or anything else you want to mention coming up?
Yep.
Or where they can follow the new series? I guess is series the right way to say it?
Yeah. It's a social media series. First and foremost, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to y'all for this platform and your consistency and, you know, having dope artists like myself come through and, you know, be able to tell our story a little bit. So big kudos to y'all because I feel like maybe y'all don't always get that, you know, so... Big shout out, big love to y'all.
Thank you.
Please follow me if you're tuned in. D-Boy LTD, that's D-B-O-I, and then LTD, like living the dream. That's where you can follow me on all socials. And that's where you can tune in to this new No Invite series that we are dropping in the next couple of days. So D-Boy LTD everywhere, and that's with an I, not a Y. I just want to shout out, obviously, my hometown, the Bay Area, Vallejo, California, the city of Portland for embracing me the way that they do. Special people in my musical journey, like DJ OG1 and Cool Nuts, always being in my corner, you know, supporting and doing what I do. My little brother, DJ Pounce, the broadcaster, the hardest working man in showbiz. you know, we come together and talk and throw ideas off each other and collaborate. So, you know, just all the people that really help play a big part. My cousin Simba, who's featuring on that Tragic record, you know, he's doing a lot of good things in LA right now, and we got some plans of doing some collaboration stuff even outside of music on a business tip. So a lot of exciting things to come, but those are my shout outs.
All right,
man, because you've been on this show like 3 times
and I love it every time.
So what keeps bringing you back, man?
Like I said, the fact that I'm able to come, you know, talk about what's going on in a setting with, you know, good people that I support, you know, that I appreciate. And so I think just feeding off that energy of, you know, being happy to be here and y'all being happy to have me, that's a big part. And honestly, I would like to come more, you know, if I could 100%. Come through every quarter and just keep y'all and everybody else updated in what's going on and, you know, collab on how I could help y'all and how we can, you know, keep building. That's what I'm all about. So
consider it done.
Yeah,
it's good. Say you feel less. Me? Y'all keep having it. I'm gonna keep showing up, man.
All right.
You heard him.
And if you're a first time listener to this show, you can also follow us at They Gave Us a Show on our Instagram, as well as you can follow us individually. I'm at Shado with an underscore. That's S-H-A-Y-D-O with the underscore.
Catch me PDX Danny Ocean on Pinterest. I got all my drink recipes and food recipes on there. So
hey.
I'm bringing pictures back.
Until the next time, you guys stay safe out there. Much love and peace.
You can catch this episode on demand tomorrow at xray.fm.
Peace.